Hello, I'm Kathleen Dunn on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I think this is just amazing. Did you know that 7 of the top 20 Amazon bestseller books are coloring books? There's this huge coloring book trend for adults that's going on in this country, and we're going to be talking about why that's the case with our guest this hour. Our guest is the curator, I guess you could say, of Outside the Lines. It's an artist coloring book for giant imaginations. Sori Hong Peretta is our guest. She is an art enthusiast, an idea enabler. She blogs about art and culture at Hustler of Culture and waxes poetic about children and creativity in Tiny Iron Fists. Coloring books for adults are not going away. It is a craze in this country, and we're going to ask why. I must tell you, after looking at this, which is really a work of art, and if you color well, I would imagine it'll be quite an exceptional work of art once you finish the book. So our idea is to take this book. I'm going to get those pencils. I have crayons at home. I love crayons, too. But you know, crayons, you can go make a mess of things sometimes. And if you're very, very young, that's okay. But once you grow up and you get to be my age, you want it to be looking good, right? Looking good. So you can put it on the wall. So you can put it in your car. So you can display your art. So we're going to bring pencils in. And then our idea here at work is to take the book and do the coloring and then to take out the pages, if that's okay, and put them on the wall. So we'll have art all over. So it sounds like fun, doesn't it? So we're going to talk about all of this hour. Sori is actually going to have another book that's coming out in September of this year. And this is really beautiful because she has illustrations from more than 100 visual artists and animators, cartoonists, street artists, video game artists, and dozens of other artistic masterminds. She is a new media consultant and a social media strategy consultant, and we'll be welcoming phone calls. I'm sure that even if you're not into the adult craze, you have memories of coloring, or your children are coloring. Why we do all of this? We welcome your phone calls, and here's how you reach us, 800-486-8655, 800-486-8655, email talk at WPR.org, Facebook page, The Kathleen Dunn Show, and Twitter at K Dunn Show. Hi, Sori, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
So how did this take off? Why did this take off, this coloring craze?
You know, I think everyone's just trying to get a break from living so connected online. Digitally, we have our, you know, mobile devices next to us at all times. And it might be a little bit of a way to relax and check out from the digital back to the analog. And to be honest, coloring's quite relaxing and fun.
Yeah, it is fun. I used to love to color. And you remember when you were a child, you have children, don't you? Very young.
Yeah. I have a daughter who just turned 6 yesterday.
Oh, happy birthday to her. Did she get a coloring book?
She did. Actually, Lulu, she contributed a piece of artwork to the next coloring book. But she's actually the inspiration for why I created Outside the Lines in the first place. It was a direct observation of my watching her color, you know, the way we all did, just as you were saying, when we were younger. She would lie on her stomach and color books from all over Europe, her father's French artist, and we would have relatives and friends gift her coloring books from all over the world.
Aww.
I noticed that she had a preference for actually coloring the artworks of artists such as Keith Haring.
Oh, my goodness.
And Andy Warhol. And from that, I thought, you know, wouldn't it be cool if she could color the artwork of her dad and our friends? And so from that came the idea of the original title, Outside the Lines.
Hmm. So does she color with crayons or with pencils?
Well, she started with crayons, and from crayons, she's moved to pencils and actually also markers. She likes the Pentel markers very much.
Oh, I hadn't even thought of the markers. And what about you? How do you like to color?
I prefer pencils.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I have to get a good set of pencils to get working on your book. And it's a beautiful book. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Something wrong. The pictures in it are pictures are just gorgeous. So you've gathered, and tell me who all of these artists are. They're animators, they're cartoonists, they're well-known artists. They're across the board, right?
Yes. So in both the first and second title, I was able to cobble together over 100 artists who weren't necessarily visual artists. I mean, many of them are actually video game artists, photographers, even musicians, as well as your, you know, cartoonists, graphic artists, and illustrators. And the thing is that I basically just surveyed friends of mine. I've been quite lucky to work with creative folks over the last two decades, and many of them are parents like myself now. And after observing Lulu with, you know, her preference for coloring artwork by established visual artists, I actually wrote a list of, you know, friends of mine who worked in fashion and music and art, and I started approaching them individually and asking if they would like to contribute a line drawing to a book. And before I even had a book deal in place, I had seventy artists who had said yes to submitting a drawing. And so, you know, many of them were just actually personal friends and folks that I've worked with in the last, you know, 15 to 20 years. And so getting the list together was quite easy, and we were just really lucky to be surrounded by some really talented minds.
Mm-hmm.
And the artwork reflects that.
Yeah, and you look at some of them and you think, oh my goodness, what could I do with this page?
Yes.
And I would imagine, I would love to see what people have done with some of these pages. Is there a way to look at what people have done?
Yes, so actually if you follow the hashtag online on Instagram, hashtag OTL book, you will find lots and lots of colorings done by people from all over the world. And it is interesting that you made it a point. It's neat to kind of see what people have done with the artwork. One or two of the pieces that always gets commented on is a black square box. One whole page is just a black page. And then following it, a second artist actually contributed artwork that was a rectangular black box within the coloring book. When adults see these pages, they're confused and they're not quite sure what to do with them. When children see these pages, they immediately think, oh, white crayon or a light-colored crayon.
Hmm.
So, you know, they don't live sort of by the rules that we've already established for ourselves when, you know, you're thinking outside of the box and obviously coloring outside of the lines. And so children figure it out quite quickly. But it's a piece by Sung Kim. She produced an all-black square. And then Brian Nudo-Roche also submitted a rectangular box. And that piece is the one that I like actually seeing how most people deal with.
Oh, what did you do with it?
I used a light crayon and, you know, did an inverse, you know, black and white drawing.
Oh, you did? So you made another box inside the box, or you just colored the whole box with a light crayon?
Oh, I did, you know, sort of like stick figure drawings within the actual black square boxes.
Oh, stick figure drawings. Now,
yeah, I am not the artist in the family.
No, that's really artistic. I looked at it when I was going through the book and thought, what in the world am I going to do with this? And immediately went to another part of the book because I was stymied.
Exactly. And that's the thing. Adults have that sort of, you know, initial reaction. Children do not. If you show the same page to a very young person, they will figure it out pretty quickly that they use a light crayon on those pages.
I just think it's phenomenal that your six-year-old daughter, who maybe it was five when she liked to color Andy Warhol drawings.
She was two.
Oh, my gosh. You've got to be kidding me. How did that happen? Why?
The funny thing is, well, her father is a French artist, and I've worked with creatives for quite a long time, and, you know, she would travel with us, and it was really, I actually have a video of her coloring, you know, in a Moebius coloring book that we received at the Fondation Cartier in Paris, and she's been going to museums with us her entire life and gallery openings, so for her, it's very, very normal to be exposed to art, to be around art. To be visually stimulated, she, you know, her bedroom surrounds her with probably 25 works of art from friends and family that are hung, you know, on her walls from the ground up upwards. And so, it's very normal for her to just be in an environment with a lot of, you know, different artwork. So she picked up coloring quite fast and picked up drawing just as fast. And when she was two, it was when I wrote my book proposal in 2011. And, you know, it's just phenomenal to see how everything's grown in the last couple years. Outside the Lines came out in 2013, and many, many of the reviews were coming in really quite positively as this, you know, unique coloring book. And it wasn't until the Huffington Post in September 2013 called it, you know, the best thing they'd ever seen for art-loving adults.
Hmm.
And I think that kind of helped jumpstart the adult coloring book trend.
You must be surprised, because it appears to have come out of nowhere. You must be surprised at how big this is. I mean, very happy about it, too, but a little bit out of the blue, isn't it?
I am surprised. And then, you know, to be honest, I looked at my 2011 book proposal, and in the marketing plan that I wrote, I suggest three audiences for this book. One was children of all ages. The second was art collectors, since so many actual artists participating in the book are contemporary artists that are well-recognized. And then the third one was actually creative adults and hipster parents. And that basically came from my observation of understanding myself and my community and, you know, our creative cabal, and knowing that, you know, a lot of these adults felt that they wanted this book for themselves. And I quickly, you know, caught on to that sentiment when I was talking to different artists, and they, you know, immediately responded to my request for line drawings with, well, I wish I had a coloring book like that for myself growing up, because then it would have been artwork by other artists. And so many artists and so many participants had actually repeated that statement that I knew that that audience existed as
Interesting.
Well.
Interesting. Well, let me add the other audience. It's been a long time since I've told this story on the air, so I can repeat it, I think, because nobody will remember what I said. But let's put a category of people who consider themselves to not be artistic at all. I remember the only D I ever got in my life was in sixth grade art class. Can you believe somebody gave me a D? What a terrible thing to do.
But also, how can you get a D in art?
That's what I was thinking.
Yourself.
I know. I was devastated. And so I kept trying to repair my reputation, and eventually we had to come up with a joke. And by golly, I thought and thought and came up with a really funny joke, and the teacher thought it was funny, thank goodness, too. So it lifted my grade, at least my feeling that at least I can tell jokes. I don't have to worry about being a great artist. But this doesn't intimidate me because, you know, who cares? I can color in the lines or beyond, and I'm not intimidated by it.
Yes, and you need to show your individuality because, you know, art is expressing yourself. And
right.
I, you know, since publishing this book, I've had a lot of people comment to me that they actually also received poor grades in art. And, you know, some of them have report cards where teachers would comment that, you know, that specific person, that young student, didn't have, I guess, the motor skills to color inside the lines.
Right.
And saw it as a negative. So, you know, for me, I think with the creative folks that I surround myself with, I love people that live and stay outside of the lines. So this is, you know, this book is dedicated to all of them.
That's great. So all the people who are outside the lines, we're asking you to call in to the program. Our guest is put together Outside the Lines, an artist's coloring book for giant imaginations. And she has another book that's coming out, I believe, in September of this year. It's an interesting story. You heard her tell it, that she was inspired by her daughter Lulu, who sounds to me like she has a great career ahead in being an artist. She loved to draw, to color Andy Warhol paintings at the age of two. What a story. So these are just a collection of really interesting, and some of them are incredibly intricate, drawings that have been done by friends of hers, visual artists and people who are street artists, video game artists, animators, cartoonists, and this whole craze of adult coloring books is huge, and I can see why. It makes you want to go out and get the crayons right away and start coloring, which we'll do later on. Oh, my gosh, look at that one. Oh, my gosh. I like this one. It's just a series of, like, little tiny balloons. This is a good one. Well, have you caught on to the craze? Why do you think it's with us? Are we just too much with the world that we want to retreat to our childhoods and just spend hours coloring? What is it about coloring that's really appealing? And for adults, what is it? Are you doing this? Are you involved in the craze? Well, here's how you reach us. Our phone number is 800-486-8655, 800-486-8655. Our email is talk@wpr.org. The Facebook page is The Kathleen Dunn Show, and we're on Twitter as well. That's @KDunnShow. Our guest is Sari Hong, and she is the curator of this. She's an art enthusiast. She's a blogger. She blogs about art and culture at Hustler of Culture. And she writes about children and creativity at Tiny Iron Fists. So we'll be with you in just one moment. You are listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Outside the lines this hour, the adult coloring craze, it's more than that, what it signifies, and the beautiful book that our guest has compiled, and she'll have another one coming out in September, is what we're talking about. 800-486-8655. Jennifer is our first caller from Menominee. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi. Thanks for your program.
Sure.
Hi. I just wanted to say I colored all the way through grad school.
Oh, did
the
you?
Professor, I didn't take notes, but the professor would start lecturing. Every semester I would buy new colored pens, and I would color all the way through grad school, and it allowed me to occupy a part of my brain that would be like, oh, I'm getting tired. When's he going to stop? It took all of that stuff out and really allowed me to listen to what the professor was saying and to connect new knowledge to old knowledge. I work in Menominee, Wisconsin, and I am licensed in both mental health counseling and substance abuse.
Oh.
And I have been running a group for over 10 years in which the clients all sit together and color, and we share
Jennifer.
Music.
Oh, my goodness. You're way ahead of the craze, aren't you?
Yeah. So I've been seeing this trend develop, and I'm very excited. I think it's just, you know, with other crafts, it's just a way, it's kind of almost a meditation to be able to sit and let our minds roam and investigate, but also occupy the parts that makes us feel tense or, you know, subdues that.
And what do you color, Jennifer?
Well, I was getting color design books, and then I just have copies. I've got CDs, but I think I'm going to go find this book and do some coloring myself with it.
I think you will like it. What a great idea to use it as a form of therapy. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, one of the reasons why I think this trend exists is exactly what Jennifer was saying. It allowed her to sort of zone out while staying focused at the same time while she was in class.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, you know, there have been reports that have come out that have said, you know, it allows people to de-stress because while they're actually focusing on the activity of coloring, they're allowed to sort of let go of their current worries and anything that might be, you know, occupying their minds. And so it's a relaxation technique that is working really well for, you know, lots and lots of adults.
I even saw some kind of news thing a couple of weeks ago on the nightly news with a group of people who are having, it was women who were coming over to somebody's house for a coloring party. You know, they had a little food. It was like a book club, but it was a coloring club.
Yes. I'm very well aware of those coloring clubs, and I know that people get together and they'll have a glass of wine, and then they'll just also, at the same time as they're, you know, sort of catching up with one another's lives, color.
Mm-hmm. And Jennifer, does everybody use pencils, or do you use crayons?
I have various different colored markers that I bring in, and then eventually they get their own. And also what I see is that when I go back into that part of the agency, I will see people sitting at tables and coloring and talking. So it can, I tell them it can be used as a coping skill.
Right.
You know, when you're feeling stressed, when you're feeling tense, when you're feeling angry or helpless, color. And they do it. And they like it. Yeah. Yeah.
So nice. Thanks, yeah. Jennifer. So,
no, thank you very much.
Yeah.
And I'll keep listening.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for the call.
Okay, bye-bye.
Ann in Hortonville is next. Hi, Ann.
Hi. I love your topic. my daughter colored in college, and she would pick out various books and color, and coloring along with exercise was her out. She had a very demanding major, so this was therapy for her. It was great. So she's going to get a book for her birthday.
Oh.
Yay.
Yeah. I was thinking about getting the book for friends of mine for their birthdays, and I thought, well, would they like this? And then I thought, well, why not? Wouldn't anybody?
They'll love it. A lot of the adults that I know initially purchased the book for their children and then actually found that they were coloring pages with their children, and then their kids kind of pushed them off their own books and said, you got to get your own copy, mom and dad.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, that, I think that's also partially how some adults accidentally stumbled upon it. It's this, you know, activity that you can do that doesn't require any batteries, and it allows families to just sort of bond together as well while they're doing something together.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Ann, so much for your call. Kathleen in Menominee. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. I also wanted to say about being graded for artwork. When my son was in first grade, I don't think they actually did grades, but it was like unsatisfactory or something like that, for art, and it was called art. So I spoke to the teacher and said, and what are you doing in art? And it was more fine motor skills that she was talking about, or coloring or scissors. So I crossed out on the report card before I signed it the word art and wrote crafting and signed it and gave it back. And, you know, the next report card came. And, you know, the same thing. And I, again, you know, this time I believe I took white out, you know, crossed it out, wrote crafting or something like that. And, you know, no one was going to give my child a poor grade in art. He's very creative. His grandmother was an artist. And, you know, we understand art in this family. So, yeah, that wasn't going to happen.
Good. That's the way to do it.
Also, I've been a activities coordinator for assisted living and nursing homes, and I found that coloring is a very soothing and even kind of restorative activity for people, both with Alzheimer's and not.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a really fulfilling activity. So.
Thank you so much for your call. I would imagine it'd be very good in assisted living situations, don't you think, Sari?
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about, you know, again, a community gathering activity where people can be together who I think maybe sometimes are quite alone. So, yes, I'm all for that, for, you know, the elderly and the young and anyone who wants to spend time with someone else.
Right. Yeah, and it's fun. You share what you have. You share these. And the thing about your book that's so unusual is that the collection that you've put together, it's just not your normal coloring book. It requires, you know, you look at this and it requires a certain part of your brain, I think, to get activated so that you're being creative with what it is you're going to do with the page.
Yeah, and it's really, again, if you know, are able to check that hashtag OTL book, you can see how people from all over the world have colored the same pages. You know, everyone sort of has a unique outlook on what they find aesthetically pleasing, and it's interesting also to see which pages are colored more often than not.
Oh.
You know, you had mentioned earlier the one illustration with the sort of little tiny circles, the
yes,
bubble art
yes,
by
I love
the
that.
Artist Amy Kaufman. And I find that piece to be very soothing because you can just really zone out as you decide to color in each circle. I think others find that piece, you know, to be too technical for them. They're not quite sure how to color it. And it's just how everyone resolves, you know, for themselves, how they want to participate with each page.
Right. And if you want to go to our Facebook page, there's an idea of one of the drawings on our Facebook page, the Kathleen Dunn Show, so you get a sense of what it is that we're talking about. We're welcoming phone calls for Sori, who's the curator of this book, Outside the Lines, an artist's coloring book for giant imaginations. Sori Hong is our guest, and our number is 800-486-8655. 800-486-8655. Claire on Facebook says her husband bought her your book for her 13-year anniversary in May. She says, I've been dealing with a lot of stress, and it was the most perfect gift to help with that. When everything gets too much, I get it out, unwind, and go back to a happy time in myself. At first, it was strange. I thought, I'm an adult. Should I really be coloring? But after a few moments, I was lost.
Yep, and I had responded to Claire that it makes me so, so happy to hear that, that this book in some way, you know, helps her make it through the day that might be a little bit rougher than most. And, you know, I told her to come out to our big book launch this fall at MoCA. The Museum of Contemporary Art here will be hosting Outside the Lines 2's book launch. And that is, a great day for families, you know, old and young, to come out and just draw on the walls. And, you know, lots and lots of smiles that day. But it's nice to know that coloring for adults is, you know, a stress reliever and helps them kind of get through whatever tough points they're having at that moment.
Mm-hmm. The picture that we've put up, if you want to tell us a little bit more about it, it's by Silvio Poretta, the Princess Scientist.
Yes, yeah, so that's actually a picture of my daughter.
Oh, it is. Oh.
By her father, who is Silvio, who is, you know, her dad, who is a French artist. So it's a little nickname that we've given her. Since, she loves science as well. And he illustrated a portrait of her. And it's the last drawing in the page of the first book. And in the second book, my daughter has the last page of the book with her own illustration this time.
Oh, how great.
Yes.
Nice. Gail in Fish Creek, hi.
Oh, hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm one of those kids that definitely did color outside of the lines.
Yay.
And I was doing abstract work and mixing colors, and I can actually hear the vibrations of them. And so I do abstract work, and I always have been the cutting-edge kid. And this book, the concepts and everything, knowing that they want to get rid of cursive and people getting onto the computer, it's so nice to get back to having something in your hand that actually comes and then coordinates your brain with your hand movements, like handwriting used to. And I think that is really the core dynamic of getting back to that. It creates a balance for us. I think it's really cool. I'm looking forward to, like, you know, finding her book.
Yeah, I think you'll like it. It'll be right up your alley. Sori?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty easy to find, and I love that, you know, you were saying, like, with coloring outside the lines, and it was about your hand coordination. The thing that I love the most is, you know, we grow up with a large set of rules, and with coloring, I don't believe there should be any rules. And again, you know, when you look at the other pieces you haven't had a chance to see yet. Actually, you can, if you go to outsidethelinesbook.com, you can see those big black square pieces that I was talking about.
Oh, okay.
I love the way that you can, you know, for yourself, determine how you want to engage and interact with these pieces. And I think that's the most important thing is, you know, we are all so sort of disengaged in the way that we're constantly, you know, everything that's going on around you, you have your phone out, you're looking at your phone at all times, you're checking emails,
right.
You know, talking to friends. Like, this is, in an odd way, a way for you to sort of re-engage with yourself and you know, your friends and family.
Mm-hmm. There's one talking about the unusual in the book, and I guess every picture is pretty unusual, but I'm wondering what your daughter and what you did with the piece that looks like a crossword puzzle.
The piece that looks like the crossword
puzzle. There's nothing in it. It's just the little boxes. But you feel like you want to do a New York Times crossword puzzle in it, just all little boxes.
Is that the one that's the Kohei Yamashita piece?
Oh, darn. I can't even remember what. Oh, here we go. I came right to it. It is Peekaboo, Vivian Chung.
Oh, yeah. Well, Vivian Chung is the one that is actually, I think you're looking at the back of the page of the next page. So behind each piece, this is actually
a
really great thing to clarify.
Yes,
but
yes.
Behind every single piece of artwork is the name of the artist and the URL of the artist. And the books, you know, allowed the audience to actually learn more about each artist as they color the pages. I think you might be talking about...
No, it's the Yamashita.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So Sohei Yamashita's piece. And, you know, every person just kind of decides to do their own thing. What we did was we colored in with different pencils, different colored pencils, pixelated artwork. So it's kind of almost like the old school 8-bit video game art. You know, you can make a little tulip by the way that you color, or a heart, or more simple, you know, simplified shapes by, you know, how you color in each pixel. And that page, obviously, every single person is going to have their own rendering of what they would like to see on that piece specifically. In the new book, there's a piece that also allows you to sort of think more freely, where there's a piece and it's a blank page, and in the page is a frame, you know, an actual framework. And the artist, you know, has allowed the coloring audience to actually put in whatever piece they want in that frame.
Oh, it's great. They're so creative. Gail, thank you very much for the call. Let us go to Sally. And Allie. Sounds like Sally. What's the matter with this phone? Hold on a second. Let me go to... Hello. There we go. All right, now we go to Allie. Hi, Allie.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Thank you so much for having the show and this wonderful topic. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Yay!
I'm a grandmother, and I enjoy coloring with my granddaughter, and this book sounds like a wonderful idea. I'm kind of getting tired of coloring Elsa and Anna all the time. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, this will be a challenge for everybody. It's a step up.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I love taking my granddaughter to art museums and exploring because I'm a graphic designer. So.
Oh.
I think this will be fun.
That's so wonderful that you do that. I know that, you know, museum days are generally what I call a day of no for families, where, you know, it's literally... No, don't touch that. No, don't run. No, come over here. And so for you to bring your granddaughter to the museum with you, where you can talk about what you're both looking at, is really, really, you know, wonderful.
Yeah. And do you have any suggestion as I go to the store to get something other than crayons? I guess I just think, I use the crayons, but I don't think on this book. What should I get? What kind of pencils? Do you have a recommendation? Should they be really fine-tipped or what?
I don't have a personal preference for pencils. You know, anything that you can get that's just colored pencils works really well. The quality of the paper of the book is actually really great. So you can use Pentel markers, which are, you know, a set of markers that Lulu prefers for coloring on the pages, and it doesn't bleed through. So the pages are actually nice enough that you can color with markers. And then just kind of, as you said earlier, you can tear out your preferred pages and then hang them up on your wall as actual artwork, since they were, you know, mostly done by established visual artists.
Absolutely. Thanks, Allie, very much for your call. Catherine in... Our phones are all stuck here. Here we go. Catherine in Milwaukee. Hi, Catherine.
Hi there. I'm enjoying your show very much. I'm so excited about the adult coloring books. I wanted to share with you that my daughter-in-law gave me a coloring book called The Secret Garden for Christmas, and it's absolutely wonderful. The author is Joanna Basford, and she's drawing about the flora and fauna that surround her home in rural Scotland.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of flowers and little things, and then hidden inside each of the pictures are a lot of little tiny creepy crawly things. There's ladybugs and caterpillars and slugs and wasps and mosquitoes. So it's fun to go through each. For me, I go through each page first and I try to find all the little things and color them in first, and then I can go back and color the big things. So the pages are very moody, material. Even the cover is a coloring book type cover.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just very excited about it.
Yeah, great. Thanks very much for your call. And I would imagine that you do want to have good quality paper. You mentioned the paper that's in this book. It's got a sturdiness to it, and it's actually very nice paper, so that the pictures will last, unlike what we're used to in our coloring books from childhood.
Yeah, so the coloring books that we're used to purchasing, you know, and sort of the drugstore or the, you know, big branded books, the pages bleed through, so it's actually not great for using markers on. Those are better served with crayons. The book that she was just talking about, The Secret Garden, we have that book as well and absolutely love it. It's a beautifully made book with incredible illustrations, and that's one where you can spend many, 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 many hours coloring because the illustrations are so intricate.
Mm.
But these books now have, you know, better quality paper, so people are able to use markers and pencils and not just crayons anymore.
Mm-hmm. In a book like that, would you use it as a lesson in the fauna and the insects and everything in our world? Would you go to encyclopedias? Would you go online? I'm from the encyclopedia age to find out what color things actually are in gardens or not? Would you just use your imagination?
You know, for ourselves, we just use our imagination. And I think, you know, kind of going back to coloring outside the lines, it's really about each individual and how they want to participate with that page. And while we know, you know, roses generally come in a basis, you know, of red, yellow, white, flowers, it's nice to make them, you know, really funky orange sometimes. But for my daughter and I, when we color in The Secret Garden, we actually just go for it and make it completely our own.
Thanks, Catherine, for your call. Sue in Menominee Falls. Hi.
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 Hi. I tuned into your show a little late. I got in the car and tuned in just in time to hear the subject and hear you talk about your D in art class.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It threw me back to fifth grade, actually. And it was the middle of February. I remember that because I was homesick for like a week. And when I came back to school with the flu or something, and when I came back to school, all the kids had been making these envelopes for Valentine's Day that we would hang on the wall, and then we decorated them. And so that when you brought your Valentine's to school, you know, you knew whose envelope you were stuffing your Valentine cards into.
Uh-huh.
And of course, everybody was using, and it was construction paper heaven, you know. I mean, that was the big thing in those
right,
days.
Right, right.
And everybody's was red and white and some pink thrown in and this and that. And I came back and I looked at all of them and I decided I was going to do something completely different. And mine was all in blues and oranges and very bright colors and not a red or pink anywhere. And the teacher downgraded mine.
Oh, no.
Wasn't red or pink or white. And I actually wasn't hurt. I was actually kind of ticked. And I just looked at him like, you know, well, that's nerve.
Yeah.
You know, among everyone else. So I would just like to let Mr. Cohen know that I now do very fancy decorated specialty cakes out of my kitchen for people.
That's great. Yes, I'm going to show you.
Yes. After many years in office settings, I can now do something artistic and it's edible all at the same time.
Oh, Sue, I want one of those. Isn't it amazing, though, that we all and everybody will have, we should do a show on that at some point, how somebody told you years ago something and it just got to your very soul and it stayed with you your whole darn life.
Yeah, I mean, you can get. I don't even have children of my own, but when I babysat for someone else's children or I'm at someone's house who has children and they're coloring, I'm so drawn to that, and I've never forgotten the smell of my box of Crayola color.
I'm with you. Absolutely.
Yeah. And now I need another box.
Right. Yeah. Go get another box of crayons. That's true. They have a wonderful smell, don't they, Sori?
They do. And actually, just to add on to your comment about how you never forget those comments, I think it's also because unlike the other subjects in school, math, English, which have, you know, history, which are based on sort of set facts, art is an expression of yourself.
Yes.
And you're for the first time being criticized for being yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's why it has such permanence with us when folks tell you, you know, you're getting a D because you're not doing it right. And really, how do you do yourself right? So I think that's why sort of that notion or, you know, that thought really sticks to you.
Absolutely. All right. I'm glad you've overcome that, Sue. That was a great story. And even remembered the name of the teacher. Isn't that something? We're going to welcome more phone calls. We're speaking with the curator of Outside the Lines, an artist's coloring book for giant imaginations. Sori Hong is our guest, and it features the work of some well-known artists and just all kinds of, not just, you know, regular artists, but street artists and cartoonists and animators and video game artists and all kinds of other masterminds, many of whom are her friends, and all inspired by her daughter, Lulu, who was painting Andy Warhol pictures at the age of 2. Stories don't get much better than that. We've just been flooded with phone calls. This is a huge craze, I can tell. And if you're not a part of it, it sounds to me like everybody's going to join it before the hour is over. Our number is 800-486-8655, 800-486-8655. Email talk at WPR.org. Facebook page is The Kathleen Dunn Show. We're on Twitter as well, at K Dunn Show. You are listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Let's go to Peter in Stoughton next. Hi, Peter.
Hi there.
Hi.
I have a comment and a question. My mother would give my sisters and I pretty good coloring books until we were well into our early teens. And one that I still remember is one of stained glass windows.
Mm.
And it was printed on a translucent paper, so when you were done, you had your own stained glass window there, and I still think I have that book with me 40 years later.
Oh, nice.
And my question is, how come these aren't available as e-books? That's a joke.
I thought about that, translating Outside the Lines to, you know, iPad applications, because you can recolor pages all the time then.
Oh, that's so nice that you've saved that stained glass for such a long time, too, Peter.
Yeah, well, there was the Frank Lloyd Wright one, which I also remember.
Nice.
But thank you.
Yeah, thanks so much for the call. Let's go next to Tammy in Rice Lake. Hi, Tammy.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. This
sure.
is so exciting, and I think it really does broaden a lot of horizons for parents to expose their children. When my daughter was 7 years old, she asked if she could color on her walls in her bedroom. And instead of saying, no, we don't color on the walls, I let her do it with everything
Hey.
But markers. And she stood on a chair, and she did palm trees and sunsets, and she had underwater and all the underwater critters on a different wall. And right now, she is 17, and she spent a year in Japan, and she loves anime. So she has really been able to use her creativity and be a very strong, independent person to just let them have some freedom. And I think with this coloring book for adults, we'll just kind of calm the chaos in our life and truly think out of the box, think out of the lines, and maybe even help our children be free thinkers.
Sorry.
Yeah, I am so happy to hear that you allowed your daughter to color on the walls at your home. I actually allowed Lulu to do the same. She had, an idea of where she was sort of allowed to draw in her room and on these different canvas boxes. And the thing is that, you know, your daughter's 17, totally into anime in Japan, into artwork, because you actually encouraged that, didn't set up all the rules to say, No, you can't do these things, and said you said yes. And so that's, you know, for her, very encouraging to sort of explore. She has that safety net of knowing that, you know, what she's doing is, you know, empowering herself and exploring her own creativity. And I love that. I applaud you. Thank you.
Thank you very much for the call. Gloria in Greenfield, hi.
Hello. Yes, in listening to the show, I just couldn't wait, and I drove over. I was in the car and drove over to our local chain bookstore and found myself at a table with four or five adult type coloring books. Unfortunately, Outside the Lines wasn't there, and found out that three of the five of us that were at the table came because we were listening to the Kathleen Dunn show and wanted to order the book. I was there first, and I walked over to the customer service area, and she told me, "Oh, sure, we can, you know, 2-day priority, free priority shipping, we can get it to you, and additional discounts since you're a member." Well, here come the other women from the table in a line, so it's quite comical, and I think the line is going to be going on for some time. And much like your previous caller, Peter, I had that stained glass coloring book. It was a beautiful, oversized coloring book, and when you were finished, you wiped mineral oil over the pages, which made them translucent.
Oh, nice.
Yep. I wanted to use them as windows, but I didn't have the heart to tear it apart.
Oh.
And it's somewhere at my parents' home, and I just can't wait to get this book. And one of the instances as a psychiatric nurse in my working life where I used coloring was with some of our acute adult patients, just as a day room activity that was fun. It was relaxing. It didn't require a lot of stress and strain to get some really neat results, and it was fun, and I've kind of kept coloring since then, just as a little relaxing and fun thing to do. So I just can't wait to get your book and to get copies for my friends for their use.
And you've just, I don't know how we would do this, Gloria, but you just put this idea in my mind that wouldn't it be fun if we had this little party and we had, you know, some listeners come and we could have crayons and watercolors and pencils and chocolate cake and coffee and we could have a little coloring party. Wouldn't that be fun?
And I think it would be great fun. And like like Kathleen, I also, the lowest grade I got in my college career, I was a teacher before I went into nursing, was in the one required studio art class. I worked very hard and got it up to a C by the end of the trimester, but I was so disappointed, and I was all stressed out because I had kind of been singled out as not, you know, realizing that trees have roots when I was drawing my landscaping and all this kind of thing. And it took all of the fun out of art for me. So I find coloring brings the fun back into art again.
Oh, Gloria, I know exactly where you were on that. I know exactly where you were on that. All right.
Look, thank you for the wonderful show and the wonderful book. I can't wait till mine arrives in 2 days.
Yeah, look at that. You got people going to the bookstores already here. That's a nice thing. And I'll bet people are having parties all over, coloring parties, sorry.
Yes, they are. You know, it's what we were discussing earlier. Instead of having the book clubs, I know that there are now coloring clubs where folks get together and just color and hang out and, you know, meet their community and just chat and bond over, you know, art and time together.
Yeah, absolutely. Time for maybe one more phone call. Judy in Jefferson. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Judy.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Good.
I just wanted to just make a quick comment or sort of pay homage to another teacher. You talk about teachers and grades. So I had an art teacher in junior high, 7th, 8th grade or so, Ruth Krecke, who is also a neighbor of ours. Was a couple houses away, so she was almost like a second mother to me. But anyway, she was kind of the opposite of the teachers you mentioned, talked about, is that she always gave the students A's.
All right.
So, I mean, unless, I don't know, you know, they didn't show up or just didn't finish. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what wouldn't, you know, there maybe was some line drawn. But, you know, if you did the project and you tried, no matter what, she gave you A's. So
I like
this
that.
This was kind of a long time ago. So I just thought, oh, she's kind of ahead of the game and really, you know, kind of understood that the kid tried and
right.
What they could do. And also I was thinking how when I was younger, my mom would be visiting over her house, bring me over there. She did have kids, but they were all older and grown. But she would have things like, give me things like, keys or coins or, you know, little odds and ends like that, like just to play with and doodle with.
Uh-huh.
She was just, you know, just had that kind of
right.
mind or imagination or whatever, and always had a lot of, colorful things around her house from, I don't know, different countries or, you know, different things that you wouldn't see somewhere else, and just colorful pillows. And
yeah, and things for you to play with. How nice. Thank you, Judy, for the call. Well, this has been a lot of fun, Suri. I see why there's a coloring craze now after this hour.
It's so exciting. I'm so happy for, you know, everyone and that this trend exists.
Mm-hmm. And we'll look forward to your new book as well. Coming out in September, is that right?
Yeah, Outside the Lines 2 comes out in September, and we'll have the book launch at MoCA in Los Angeles on October 3rd.
And somebody also wanted to know, I'm not into this, but a lot of people are, Instagram. Could you please repeat how people can find you on Instagram?
Sure. On Instagram, my handle is actually, sorry, spelled out alphanumerically, so it's 50UR15. But if you find the hashtag OTLbook, you can find all the colorings that people
Great.
Have done.
Thank you, Suri, so much. Thanks to KP Whaley for producing this show and for on-air production as well. Thanks for listening.